Yes, let's take it from the top of the Gemara. Amash Mulei Shana Elshem Mizpashul Ba'alvam Nisot Ba'chela Ba'ichal Hashem Ikeil Gid. It says in the Gemara that by Tzli, the Gid doesn't ask the whole Yerach. The Yerach is Mutter. You go down to the Gid itself. Tzli says, Lavdak, go down to the Gid itself. You need a G'day, Tzli, because you need a G'day Netila. Other Yishayim hold that by Tzli it's enough to have a G'day Klipa. And Rashi is Mashma, like the Azrul is Medayek. That you could go down to the Gid Mamish. It's Nitzmas L'Soichai. The time is Nitzmas in the Gid itself. It doesn't have anywhere else to go. So it just contracts in its sleeves. It contracts, dries up, shrivels up inside, and it's not nice and tam at all. Even though we find elsewhere that when it's free, and so on, we do need it to get a klipa because that's where it doesn't shrivel up because it's out of it's open. But when it's inside the yerech, when you're tovered to get inside the yerech, it's nitzmas b'seichai. Yeah. So Gemara asks, "We amar apuna isha tolei bechal bei osu lechal afilu meresh osmei." Where is the shayna chaylim in the papaya? So Rashi says. The chelbei shloi not the chelbei lakloyes. So I asked Kasha the other day, why does Rashi single out the chelbei lakloyes? There's other chelbei, the chelbei laksolim. There's all kinds of chelbei. Well, why does he single out the chelbei lakloyes? So somebody was marrying me. That could be the Rashi l'shitosa. Rashi holds that the Shmuel's memory was that by tzli, if you call it down to the gid itself, and Rashi said because it's nitzmas l'soicha. So much kasha from this memory of Rav Huna that it's sli we would sail it and the whole thing becomes awesome. In order for the kasha to have force, it has to be a similar case according to Rashi where it could be nitzmas l'seicha. The other chaylev it can't be nitzmas l'seicha. The other chaylev. Chelav HaKloyos is encased. Because it's inside the Guf of Behema. It's encased. I mean, if you're roasting the Behema whole with the Kloyos, so the Kloyos are encased. But the other Chelav is, assuming you took off the skin, I mean, if you're roasting it with the hide, then it could be everything's encased. But I assume that they took off the hide of the animal. So the other Chalavim, those are the Chalavim that drape the draping chalom, so those won't be nitzmas l'soichi. They're out in the open, so that wouldn't be a kasha. The kasha has to be a chaylev that's similar to the gid that's inside the bosa. So maybe that's why Rashi singled out the chaylev Rashi l'shitosoi singled out the chaylev akoyes. That's the chaylev that conceivably, if it's analogous to gid, it should be nitzmas l'soichi. That's the most kasha. The more answer shiny chaylev. And the halach is afilu meresh osnei. So Rashi means what's the chiddush of meresh osnei? She ain't shem chaylev. That's for sure. It doesn't have chelav. It's only alma pashut yisur b'kule. Tastes a little bit differently. That the chiddush of osmei that it's rochik, like the other side of the body. So my answer is shayne chelav de mefapeya. So we started to see a little bit yesterday in the halacha lemaisa of chelav being mefapeya. That's halacha. That's a din that chelav is mefapeya. Even by tzli it asks the whole behemah. In the Tate, I think of Chaylev, so there's three Shittas in Rishayim. Shittas Tosis. There's Kipshuta, it's pretty straightforward. The Chaylev is Mefapeya, throughout the animal, throughout the whole animal. If it's bottled, if you don't have Shishim Keneged, then it asks the whole animal. And if you have Shishim Keneged, then the Chaylev, then it's Mutter, finished, end of story. That's what it says next line of the Gemara. Gemara says, V'amar Abba Chana, Uta Havikamed Abiyachin, Abiknish de Demoin, Vigdish Tzoyah, Bechalbi, Vosu, Vishayul Abiyachin, V'amar Chaylev, Aichel, Abshamigil, Chalbi. So Tais says, one of the Pshatim of Tais is Kocha Shabbat, that there wasn't so much Chaylev, so it was bottled the Shisha. So Tais's Chayr holds, that's on the Kurshav here, but Tais's Pashas, Tais's Shikta is, then if it's bottled the shishim, then that's it. You don't have to worry about the chaylev at all. Not besotmuk, not rochik. The chaylev is a mispatch to the whole behemoth. If it's bottled the shishim, then we're good. Similar to bishul. Bishul is loyalich the time in the whole kedera. And if it's bottled the shishim, then we're good. We don't have to worry about anything else. Then we have the sheet of the Rashba. The Rashba holds that, yes, it's true, if the chaylev is a mispatch from the whole behemoth, it's bottled the shishim. But nonetheless, the Rashba says that even though the chaylev is bottled the shishim in the whole behemoth, but b'mkaimli it's the last is k'day netila. The Rashba tears the bias. The steer, the Rashba in the Chiddushim says k'day klipa. I'll talk about that in a minute. But kapanim, the Rashba says the chaylev does two things. Number one, it's mefapeya. Like it says here in the Gemara, it's mefapeya. And if you don't have shishim, then the whole gdi is also. And if you do have shishim, then the whole gdi is mutter. But even in the case when you have shishim, the whole gdi is mutter, but it's b'mkaimli it's the last is k'day netila. That's how the Rashba learns the case of notat mirayt ve'al acheres. The Gemara M'sachim Tesis talks about. The Rashba learns that the right to visit Dov Shomen, so it's mefapei into the whole behema, but it's bottle b'shishin. Nonetheless, he tolis mekayme because b'mekayme it's the lashes. There's a third shita, which is the shita of the Ra'ah, an interesting shita. The Ra'ah holds that the chaylev is mefapei in the whole behema, but it's never bottle b'shishin. Even if it's a gigantic behema, it's not bottle b'shishin. The yisayi of the Ra'ah is that when the chaylev is mefapea, we have no idea which direction it's mefapea. It says bishul disperses everything evenly. That's the physics of bishul. That it's thermodynamics of bishul is that everything gets distributed evenly. But when you have tzli, so you don't have any bishul, so there's the chaylev on its own. The chaylev on its own wanders off in its mefapea. So he says, so that's totally unpredictable. You have no idea where the chaylev might be mefapeya. It might be more of its mefapeya in the ear, maybe more of its mefapeya into the nose. So you have no idea. So you have no right to assume that it was mefapeya evenly, and therefore you can't use bitul be, you can't use bitul b'shish. That's an interesting sheet of the Ra'ah. Yeah. So yesterday has the stira, going back to the Rashba. So yesterday we had a stira in the Rashba. Because we have two Rashbas. We have the Rashba in the Teres Abayis, and we have the Rashba in the Chidushim and Daf Ches. In a way, they seem to be mashing each other. It seems to be the same Shita. But in the details, there seems to be a steer. Because the Rashba in the Teres Abayis said, he's talking about the Gemara, not the great Vela Cheres. The Rashba in the Teres Abayis in Legacy says, Sli always asks Kedei Kli. But when it's a Dover Mefapeya, even if it's bottled with Shishim and the whole Behemo, but it asks Kedei Netilo, and that's the name of not the great Vela Cheres. So you see that when you have a dover mefapeya, a dover shomein, number one, it's mefapeya to the whole behemoth, like it says in the Agamara, but that could be bottled the shishim. But number two, b'mkaimli it asks, but how much is it asks? K'day netila, like it says, not that mreit ve'al acheres. The Rashba in the Chidushim, when he talks about the beis hashchita reisech, the sugya beis hashchita reisech, but you have to be kailif, the shemen, you have to be kailif because the sakin has shamnunus of iser on it, because he shechted other things with it. And so the sakin has shamunus of tarfus, has tarfus, a grease of tarfus, and when you shech the animal, if beis hashchita reiseach, so then it's nivlen to the beis hashchita, k'day klipa, you have to be kailif. So Shalim will ask, if it's a shamunus, so it should be mefapeya to the whole day, and the whole day it should be also, why only k'day klipa? Says the Rashba, a few teyotsim. One teretz the Rashba says, is that it's bottle b'shishim in the whole behemah. It's not going to be, but it's bottle b'shishim in the whole behemah. If it's bottle b'shishim in the whole behemah, so why is it also k'dei klipa? So the Rashba says, this is Yisoid, that even though chaylev is mefapeya in the whole behemah, but it's like gor mikochosh, and if it asks, it's k'dei klipa. He says, arai from the Gemara, but not the merit v'yal acheres. So, number one, it's a steer the Rashba in the Chidushim to the Rashba in the Teres Abayis. The Rashba in the Teres Abayis says that chaylev asks k'dei netila b'mkaylev. And here the Rashba is saying it only asks k'day klipa. And number two, it's a steer in Eubay, because he brings a rai from notif and reit ve'el acheres. The Rashba in the Chidushim brings a rai from notif and reit ve'el acheres, and there it's beferish in the Gemara that it's k'day netila. So I suppose yichilana loymar, that maybe we could say that the shamunis that's on the sakin, really it should ask k'day netila. But maybe the shamnunis and the sakin is such a dover mood that it's bottle the shishim and the kedei netila too. So it only asks kedei klipa. That's very strange. Well, the Rashba does never have said that. I mean, then the Rashba should spell it out. The Rashba never said that the shamnunis and the sakin is so little that it's bottle the shishim and the kedei netila. The Rashba does say that the shamunis on the sakan is so little that it's batul b'shishim in the whole behemoth. That's a very far cry from saying that it's batul b'shishim in the kedei netila. That the Rashba should have to spell out. And then if it's batul b'shishim in the kedei netila, why does it ask the kedei klipa? So we'll have to say another chiluk along the same lines, even though it's batul b'shishim in the kedei netila, but it's last has been b'koymei kedei klipa. These are already very fair, simple things. So the pshuta is a very problematic Rashba. So I was thinking about it today. The Ran, at the end, towards the end of the parak, the Ran talks about these in Yonim. The Ran talks about, he's talking about not of Meroit Ve'al Acheres. That why is it Italus Mekoyme? Why is it only, it should be a Kedei Klipa. The Rashba Shita is that Sliyas is Kedei Klipa. The Ran Shita, like the Rashba, is that Sliyas is Kedei Klipa. So yes, not of Meroit Ve'al Acheres. Why is it Italus Mekoyme? Well, why is it Kedei Netilu? So the Rashba says two things, two ma'afim. He says, one Mahalach, he says, like the Rashba in Teres Abayis, that Shiroitiv is Mefapeya, and therefore, since it's Mefapeya, it goes into the whole Kedei Netilu. If it's Mefapeya, let it ask the whole Behema. So he said, no, in the whole Behema, it's Batul B'Shishim. But nonetheless, it's Mefapeya into the Kedei Netilu. That's very similar to what it says in Teres, that the Rashba says in Teres Abayis. But then the Ran says another answer, an interesting answer. The Ran says that the not of Miroit Ve'al Acheres. He says the Reitav we associate with Bishul, right? You have a pot full of Reitav, that's Bishul, right? Reitav and Bishul, it goes into the whole Chaticha and it's Melech Latam and the whole Kedera. It doesn't need to be Shamlunas, you could be making a fat free soup. The dinner, soup, asks the whole Kedera. Says the Rashba, this is also a soup. Not that Miroit Ve'al Acheres, the liquid, the gravy that falls back into the Korban Pesach, that's a little soup. So it's not a pot of soup. It's not enough there that we should say that it's a bishul, that it should be, that in fact you can't say that you cooked the whole Korban Pesach in this little bit of, in this little dropper full of gravy that fell into one place. It wasn't a bishul for the whole Korban Pesach. But he says, but b'mkoymoy, it's a little mini bishul. It's like where the Reita falls, there's a little bishul going on. And therefore, just like we know Bishul has the power, that it's Moilich, that it penetrates the whole Chaticha, and it's Moilich Tam from the Chaticha to the whole Kedera, Bishul penetrates everywhere. So here, the B'mokim where the Reiter fell, it's like a little soup. And Mimela, there's a Kedei Netilas Mokim, is a Bishul. So that's why Yitilas Mokim. It's not a sleep. Because it's a liquid, so it's like a little mini Bishul, and therefore it's Yitilas Mokim. Very interesting terms. Guy, see it inside, but that's what he says. It's interesting. I'm a little bit surprised nobody else says this. Like Tosfos doesn't seem to have this hadacha. It's an interesting one. It says b'mkoymo, it's a bishul. So I thought maybe that's the answer for the Rashba. The Nechanami, the Rashba, the Teres Abayis, and the Rashba, the Chidushim, they're not exactly going together. They're similar, but they're not the same. They're variations. The Rashba in the Teres Abayis is like the first Malach in the Ran, which echoes the Rashba in the Teres Abayis. That the reason why the Reit of Asus, the whole Kedei Netilu, is because it's Mefapeya. If it's Mefapeya, so it's Mefapeya into the whole Behema, and it should ask the whole Behema. So he said, no, there's different kinds of Piapua. There's the Piapua that's Mefapeya into the whole Behema, and that's Batul B'Shishim. But even though the Piapua that goes into the whole Behema is Batul B'Shishim, but there's a local Piapua that's Kedei Netilu. That's the Rashba and the Teres Abayis. And if that's the case, then it'll come out that Adobra HaMefapeya has the Kedei Netilu, which is exactly what the Rashba over there says. The Rashba, when he's going through Malachos, he says, Sli Asas Kedei Klipa, but Yesh Dover Sha'iser, more than Kedei Klipa, namely, Kol Dover HaMefapeya Asas Kedei Netilu, even if it's Batul B'Shishim, but it asks Kedei Netilu. If it's not Batul B'Shishim, then it asks the whole Behemoth. But even if it's Batul B'Shishim, but it asks the Mokam HaNetilu. So the Rashba blames not the Mirei Fe'el Acheres and the fact that Droitiv is Mefapeya. That's like the first Malach in the Ran. But then, maybe the Rashba and the Chidushim is not going that way. The Rashba and the Chidushim holds a not of Meroit Ve'al Acheres is Yitulis Mekoyme. That's not because it's Mefapeya. That's because it's a little Reitav. It's a Reitav. It's a soup. It's a Bishul. So it's a Yitulis Mekoyme. But the Rashba nonetheless was bothered. Okay, it's a soup, but it's also greasy. It's also a Shuman. The Reitav has a Shamlunis to it. So why doesn't it also ask the whole Behemoth? Maybe b'mkoymo it's a bishul, but it should ask the whole behemah. Akroch chatoymer that it's batul b'shishim. So you see that it could do two things. It could be botul, it could be mefapeya, since it's fatty, it could be mefapeya to the whole behemah and be botul the shishim. But the mekayma, it's still a little bishul and it's itulis mekayma. He says the Rashi, but it's a ksas raya, from the fact that you see that you can have both things going on, it's a ksas raya to what he wants to say by sakin. There's no bishul, there's just the shamnunis, that's not a right, there's no bishul over there. But he wants to be mechadish by a sakin, that even though the shamnunis is mefapeya into the whole behemah and it's botul the shishim, but bim kaimo is legar mi kochosh and rasis kedei klipa. So he says ksasuraya, and it's meduik also, because he doesn't say it's exactly the same. He says it's a ksasuraya. Ksasuraya means it's not exactly analogous. Because in what's happening bim kaimo, shamnun, sakin, and reitiv are different. By a sakin, what's happening in bim kaimo is just the regular tzli that rasis kedei klipa. Legar mi kochosh, he says, every dover shaman is legar mi kochosh, that rasis kedei klipa. And then at the same time, it's also, since it's shomein, it's mifapeh into the whole behemah, but that's botul the shishim. But you see, you could have both things. You could have piyapu into the whole behemah, which is botul the shishim. But you could have legar mikochosh, that sliyas is kedei klipa, and it's not a stira. So he says, ksas raya. Not exactly the same, but ksas raya, we also find something as two things are happening at the same time. By not of miroit ve'el acheres, so it asers bim kaimah kedei netilo. Not because it's mefapeya, because if it was mefapeya, the shamnunis would of the sack would also be mefapeya. Not because it's mefapeya. It asks him koyme because it's a roitiv, like the other tzad on the rang. It asks him koyme because it's a roitiv, it's a soup. And it's a little bishul. It asks him koyme kadein etilu. But at the same time, it's also dov shaman, it's mefapeya into the whole behemah, where it's botul b'shishim. So you see that both things, that it's not a stira. You could have something that's mefapeya into the whole behemah, where it's botul b'shishim. And yet at the same time, bim koyme, it asks kadein etilu. So al derech zeh by a sakin, even though it's mefapeh into the whole behemah and it's botul b'shishim, but it's not a steerer that bim kaimi should ask a kadei klipa.
It's
you have the two cases. You have a case of a sakin, shamunis. So it asks bim kaimi how much kadei klipa. Gemara says, they klipo. Why could they klipo? Says the Rashi, legor mikochosh. Because dover shomen is tzli asis kedei klipo. By dover kochosh, tzli asis kedei klipo. So by dover shomen, it's legor mikochosh. It also asis kedei klipo. At the same time, since it's shamunis, it's Greece. It's also mispashut to kol behema. So why is it asked the whole behema? Because it's batul b'shishim. Says the Rashi, that's right. Because you have the same thing, by not of miroit ve'el acheres, in koimai, it's yitilis mekoimai. Yitilis mokim. Why yitilis mokim? So in Shari's Habayis, he says, because it's a dover shaman, it's mefapeya. But over here, we can't hold the way. In the Chidushim, we can't hold the way. Because if it's a dover that's mefapeya, so Hakim Sakim doesn't do the same thing, there it's also a dover mefapeya. The Rashi Torah Sabai is going to have to say one of the other answers for Sakin. The Rashi has a few answers over there for Sakin. Why Ass is the only Kadei Klipa? So the Rashi Torah Sabai will say that's one of the other answers. But the Rashi over here in the Kiddushin, can't say that the reason why not the Berit Ve'Lacheres is Yitulis Mekayme is because it's a Dovah Shomen. A Dovah Shomen only Ass is Kadei Klipa according to the Rashi in the Kiddushin. So why over here is in the Tilis Makam? The answer is like the Ran, because it's a Bishul. It's a bishul bim kaimai. But the Rashba is just saying, but at the same time, reitiv is a dover shaman. The Rashba thinks reitiv is a dover shaman. So it should be mefapeh into the whole behemah. So by when you set with the sack, why isn't it asked to the whole behemah? The answer is because it's batul b'shishim. So that's what the Rashba means when he says ksas raya. It's not exactly the same, but it's a ksas raya that something could be mefapeh in the whole behemah, be botul b'shishim, and still do local and still do damage locally. In the case of the sakin, because legor mikochos and rasis te klipa. In the case of notif miroit fel acheres, because it's kind of bishul bim kaimai and rasis asin tilas mok. Okay, let's look at the bottom tais. Safilu miroit shlozmei. Shirochuk min achelev, lab dakum. So the place starts off that the chiddush of the chelev is mefapeya up to the ears. What's the chiddush? It's far away from the chelev. The lab dakum shum deresh agdi lamata b'shoshe tzeli noisi b'shvoid b'tana. Maybe you might say it only works because when you normally roast an animal, you roast it head down. So the chelev is mefapeya down with the direction of gravity. This just proves that that's the way it is. That normally when you roast an animal, you roast it with the head down. Because the kach derech, the mashma reisha ketzit tzolim, when the Gemara talks about how you roast the korban Pesach, they put the steak, the spit, they spit it, the spit tapers to a point. They stick it in through the mouth till the back end. And then when they put the behemoth right side up, it's like a rotisserie. When they put the behemoth upright, they want the thick end of the shpoid to be facing down. Otherwise, the animal is going to fall off the spit. So they want the thick end on the bottom. The thick end is the end that went into the mouth. So male comes out, saw his head down. We made the die of a chaylev al reish, and therefore the chaylev is going to come down onto the head. So maybe you could say, one might say, maybe that's shat in the Gemara. The reish shows that the chaylev goes down, but the chaylev doesn't go up. If you would roast it the other way, the chaylev wouldn't go up against the force of gravity. So Taisa says, no, it's not true. El afilu hoya reish lemalo, also the mefapeya chaylev lemalo, chaylev is mefapeya upwards too. Bring Taisa Saraya, he brings Uriah. You see, by tzayin l'techam, the bottom is govar, and it asks. So you say, if half piece of meat falls into a cold thing of milk, no, I'm sorry, a cold piece of meat falls into a hot milk. If you hold tatar govar, so now it's all hot, and the whole piece of meat becomes also. That means that the cholov goes up. How could the cholov go up? You see that when something is nivla, it can go up even against the gravity. Yeah, not so clear the comparison. There it's a case of Bishul. Here it's a case of Chaylev. Just because Bishul goes up, who said that the... Maybe because Reuter goes up, Bishul goes up. Who says that Chaylev is mefapeya up? I mean, it's different things. Chaylev being mefapeya is a different thing than. Give me a second. It's belay more than kedei klipa. It's belay kedei. Maybe it's belay kedei netila. But here Tosfos is saying a different issue. Can belay go up against the force of gravity? So we ask if you have a half piece of meat with hot milk, so the din is that the cholov goes up into the piece of meat. But that's not because chaylev is mefapeya. Maybe it is. Let's take a case. We had a pot. They have reitiv. They have a chatifim. That's mitzvah specific reitiv. Tipas cholov falls on the top. So Rashi learns that you mishar the tipa only against the chatikha itself. Taisa says, no, you're mishayah the tipa in such a case against the whole pot. The Mishnah that says you're only mishayah against the chatikha is if the chatikha is kulu chutz l'raitiv. But if the chatikha is miksosu v'tech l'raitiv, then you're mishayah the tipa against the whole pot. Now, this roitiv is not necessarily shamunus. It could be very thin. It could be a fat-free soup. It doesn't matter. It doesn't say otherwise. I mean, you're cooking meat and it probably does have fat. But I make a taste of the roitiv over here has shamunus. I mean, that would be a big zog to say that it's because it has shamunus. So here is this machlekes Rashi in Taisus. So what's the pshat in Taisus? Taisus says the tipas cholah falls on a piece of meat, and the meat is partially in the roitiv. So the tipas cholach is mischalik to the whole kedera. So what's the pshat in that? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to have understood, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch seem to have understood, that the pshat is that the roitiv goes up to the top of the chaticha and takes the tipa and is mechalik to the whole kedera. That's the Shulchan Aruch. We talked about it in Kufay, together with Gimel Dal, who says that if you have a piece of nevelis, what if I have a piece of nevelis that fell on top in such a case? So he says that the fee Taisvis did aser the whole pot, because the roitiv comes up and it takes the time from the nevela and it's mechalakit into the whole, even though it's a salad. Whereas according to Rashi, it only asks if they nativa. So he seems to have understood that the machlekes Rashi and Taisus is that Rashi learns that the roitiv doesn't go up to the top, and Taisus learns that the roitiv goes up to the top. Now that's a chiddush that tour, because it's not the chayyid. There's another way to learn that the roitiv maybe for sure doesn't go up to the top. Maybe nobody thinks the roitiv goes up to the top. So why does Taisus think that the tipas cholov is mischalik to the whole kedera? Because Taisus holds the tipas cholov goes into the piece of meat, and it penetrates to the whole piece of meat, and then some of that meat is in the roitiv, and from there it goes into the rest of it there. And Taisus doesn't have the issue of a sedovuk, so he passes the whole kedera. Not because the roitiv went up. Hey, the roitiv doesn't go up. The tipa comes down. The tipa comes down, it's mispasha to the chaticha. From the chaticha, it's mispasha to all of the right. Of course, there's a question. If that's the way it works, that the tipa comes down into the... And therefore, by nevela, it's not going to happen, because by nevela, the nevela has no way to get into the chaticha. Only kedei netila, maybe, but has no way to percolate into the chaticha. Of course, we could ask a question. So why does the tipa's cholov... If the right comes up, so it comes up, and it swamps the tipa's cholov. But if the roitiv doesn't come up, only the tipa is going down, so then what makes the tipa go down? Like, why does the tipa go down into the whole chaticha? It should only be kedei netila. So that's a Tais and Kuches. Tais and Kuches said, top of Kuches. Tais is talking a different case. Tais is talking about the case where the chaticha is kulu chutz l'roitiv. Because he learns the Mishnah is talking about the chaticha is kulu chutz l'roitiv. But Taisus says, Neser kashachaticha kulu chutz l'raitiv. Right? Taisus told that if the chaticha was kulu chutz l'raitiv, that's how he learns the Mishnah. The chaticha was kulu chutz l'raitiv, so then it only asks the tipa asks the whole chaticha. You mishar connected the chaticha, not connected the pat. But how did the tipa get to, in such a case, how is the tipa spreading out into the whole chaticha? It's outside of the raitiv. How's the tipa spreading? Point to Rashi, that's not the case, right? Let's go back to those. Rashi learns the case of the Mishnah that is halfway in the right. But Tosfos learns the case is the chaticha is outside of the right. So if the chaticha is outside of the right, so the taka doesn't spread to the rest of the path, but it does spread to the whole chaticha. How does the tipa spread to the whole chaticha? It's sli. If it's not in the path, it's like it's sli. How does the tipa mispash it in the whole chaticha? So we mentioned the Ran says, no, this hevel, this steam, it's a steamy environment, so it makes it spread to the whole piece. But Tosfos says in Kuches that it's because cholav is mefapeya. Cholav is a dove shomen and it's mefapeh into the whole chaticha. Shal, what does this mean? Does he mean it's mamish like chaylev? What does he mean? No, it's not quite like chaylev. Chaylev would go even mi chaticha le chaticha, but at least it has a certain amount of shamnunis that is mispashit to the whole piece of meat. So then it's very good. In the case where it's half submerged, So that place is saying in history that the Pisimin is outside of the meat. But let's say in and so they didn't only ask the Chaticha. But if the piece, if the tipa is halfway submerged, so then according to Tosfos, what will happen? The chalav is a dovah shaman. I say chalav before chalav. The milk is a dovah shaman. It spreads on its own. It's mefapeya to the whole Chaticha. Then the part that's underneath then spreads into the rest of the kedera, and that's a continuous process till you reach an equilibrium. As milk comes out of the bottom half of the piece of meat, it's mefapeya down from the top half, from the top of the meat, and until the whole thing is spread out, distributed evenly. So that's the current alternative to Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch understood, according to Tosfos, that the relative comes up and takes the tipah. But it's not so muchuk. You could learn the other way around. You could learn in Tosfos that the tipah comes down, is mefapeya into the chaticha, and then spreads into the whole pot. If you learn like the first way, like the Shulchan Aruch seems to have understood, that Tosfos holds that the Reitiv goes up, so how does it work, let's say, by Chamlo Techsoinen? Probably the same way. Chamlo Techsoinen is like this case. Every Tsoinen Lotei Chamlo, a cold piece of meat that falls into a hot bowl of milk. And he felt that tug over, so now the meat is hot and the milk is hot. So the chayre becomes like this case, because it's submerged, partly submerged, fully submerged, either way. So it's sort of like this case. Let's say it's halfway submerged. So if you learn, so this again, there's two ways to learn. This case of tzayim l'techam, tug over, basically reverts to being like the case of mitzosu l'techareitim. So if the way mitzosu l'techareitim works is that the reitim comes up. So I see that Reitiv comes up, not because it's Mefapeya, it's not Mefapeya, but that's the way Bishul works. Bishul works that the Reitiv comes up. So then what does Tosfos over here bring? What does Tosfos mean? We'll have to say Tosfos means, well, you see Reitiv goes up, so the way Reitiv goes up, so Shamunis goes up. Even though it's different processes. Reitiv goes up, that's Bishul. Shamunis is Biapua. But still, you see, gravity doesn't matter. You know, the Reitiv can go up and the Biapua can go up. If you learn the other way, though, if you learn that the way it works is that in this case, if the tipa is chalav, is that the chalav comes down, and how does the chalav come down? Through a piyapua. So then maybe Tosfos even is more gishma. Because what's the case in Tosfos? The case in Tosfos is that here the case is that the tipa fell on a piece of meat we have right there. But in the case of chamotech, of tzoynul techam, this is the meat and this is the milk. So then we can take a ask. Why does the milk after the whole chaticha? Again, bishul milk filu shulchan aruch gemalde. Bishul, that's how bishul works. Bishul is that the reitiv goes up. So we'll say tesis, that's what tesis means. How did the milk go up? Must be bishul works that reitiv goes up. Well, if bishul makes reitiv go up, then piapua makes chaylev go up. And some of tesis thought that's just analogous. You know, if bishul can go up, then piapua can go up. Even though I would say mechatesis, who says one thing's the same as the other. But if you learn the other way, the reitiv never goes up. It's rather the tipa comes down, the tipa is mefapeya down into the chaticha, and from the chaticha into the reitiv. Okay, but what about this case? What about the case where the cholo is on bottom, the basar is on top, tato govar? Okay, tato govar, so now it's all hot. But how does the cholo go up into the piece of meat, into the whole piece of meat? Bishul doesn't go up, the tipa percolates down. But here, there's no tip on top, it's the cholav on bottom. So how's the cholav going up into the chaticha? The answer is, because the cholav is mifapeya up into the chaticha. Because cholav is mifapeya. Like Tosfos says in Kuches. So then the Tosfos blesses is more gishma. Then it's mamish, it's apples and apples. The way when you have hot meat that's going into hot milk, which is, let's say, through the togoba, that was cold meat, but it becomes hot meat. So you have hot meat going into hot milk, and it says that the whole piece of meat becomes usher. How does the whole piece of meat become usher? Where do we find it? By Bishul, we don't find that Reitiv goes up. We find that Tipa is Mefapeya down. But over here, there's no Tipa. The milk's on top, the milk's on bottom. So how's the milk going up? Teretz says it must be, because since milk is a Dovra Mefapeya, like Teretz in Kuches, so since milk is a Dovra Mefapeya, it's Mefapeya up into the whole Chaticha. So Teretz says, oh, you see, Piapur can go against gravity. Maybe it's a little bit of chizik to this understanding in Tosfos. Okay, anyway, Tosfos goes right there. So that starts a new discussion. salt meat and we put it in a bowl. When you salt the meat, so all kinds of jelly comes out of the piece of meat because liquid is being pulled out by the salt. It's pulled out, and you do it in a bowl that has holes so that it should drain out. You don't really want the piece of meat sitting in that sear because that sear is full of blood. But let's say it happened. There was a backlog. And now I have a piece of meat, there's a bunch of pieces of meat that I'm salting, and one of these pieces of meat, or maybe the bottom pieces of meat, are submerged or partially submerged in the tzir, in the brine. So the minig is, chaytchen mashir v'teich atzir u'mashlichin g'osu. So we cut off the parts of the meat that are inside the brine, because those parts of the meat that are inside the brine are going to reabsorb the blood. Because the piece of meat is shedding blood, it's being colored blood the whole time. So the rule is, close mind that it's being polluted, it can't be belaya. But that's only if it's not in the brine. But if it's submerged in the brine, then it can't be polluted. And then it's belaya. So it's going to be, and it's salty. So it's salty, maliach es kereseach. So it's going to suck the blood right back in. So the bottom layer of meat is also. But mashu chutz l'tzir mutter. But we cut off the top, what's outside, the piece, part of the meat that's not inside the brine, we cut away, and that we still eat. So Tosis has a problem. Why don't we say, the brine is full of shamlunis. So why don't I say, the brine is full of blood. So why don't I say, not only is the brine full of blood, the chaticha itself is backlogged with blood. Even inside the chaticha, you have a backlog of blood. Blood that it absorbed from the outside, blood that it was not yet able to be polluted from the inside. So the bottom chaticha is full of blood. So why don't I say that the blood is going to be mefapeya upwards? So he says first. So he says yesh la'mishen darkish adam lefapeya. Ela adrab, I mean the dam mishuk shorik kishenayfal abosav leimivla derech halichos koskin delay mefapeya lemal. So he says blood is not mefapeya lemal. In fact, the Gemara says that the teva of blood is that even when it's flowing down, it's not absorbed into the meat. It just slides off. So if you have, let's say you're roasting. That's a common nafkaminus that sugars else with it. The dam is mishuk shark. When you're roasting, and let's say you have blood flowing down, or chola from a chal is gemara. So let's say dam. You have dam roasting down. Let's say you have a kovet. The kovet is shedding. It's when you roast it. It's being piled with blood. That blood you're not allowed to eat. Maybe that blood spilled on top of something else that you're roasting underneath the kovet. You say it's not a problem because dam mishuk shark. The teva of blood is that it's not when you're roasting is that it's not absorbed into the meat. Well, if it's not absorbed into the meat, then it's certainly not going to be pulled up against gravity. What pulls it up against gravity is that the meat is absorbing it. But the dam is not absorbed by the meat at all. The dam just falls down and it's not even, so it certainly doesn't go up. So that's not a problem. Then one second. The piece of meat that's inside the tzir, maybe it has fat in it. Maybe it's a fatty piece of meat that's marbled with fat. So why don't I say, well, I mean on the nasin avela machmas adam. I should say chaticha nasin nevela. The piece of meat has fat in it. I mean, it might not, but if it's a piece of meat that has fat in it, so that piece, that fat, is salty. It's inside the tzir, so it's beleya tam of dam, right? Because inside the tzir, it's backlog. The tzir is sitting there. The tzir is full of blood. The piece of meat is full of blood that hasn't gone out. It's full of blood that went in. So yeah, it's the bottom piece of meat is full of blood. That's dam also. And it's going to be absorbed by the chaylev because it's salty. That chaylev, that shuman, not chaylev, it's shuman, but shuman, it's fat as fat. That shuman, chalavim that are asurim, we call chaylev. The chalavim that are mutarim, we call the fat that's mutar, we call shuman. But that shuman is going to be mefakeya upwards. So why don't I say chaticha nasin devela and should I say lol chaticha? It's Taisa's kasha. So Taisa's answers. Well, first of all, we can say like Efraim, that the chaticha nas nevela is only by bosa b'cholov, not by shari sur. Well, that's teres number one, but that's only good if you hold like Rabbeinu Efraim. We know Rabbeinu Efraim is a very hot issue. Whether Rabbeinu Efraim is right or not, ubalav hachinami, very contentious issue. Ubalav hachinami, came into the Esher, Yisrael is fashion, puts the Tzir Shori. Besides that, even if I've been finding that right, and even if there is Chatik and Nasan available by Shari Suim, but since the Dam can't go up, because Dam only goes down, so even though the Dam asked the Chaylev with Chatik and Nasan available, that's the Shum with Chatik and Nasan available. But it's mutter to lay a mina chatich as when asas nevela veisteres is kolach chatich is ele bemokim she isim mishpashet bekolach chatich. Do me the tipas halav. We only say chatich and as nevela when the isir itself is also going along with the heter. Like by tipas halav fell in a chaticha, and now chatich and as nevela, and now that nevela that chaticha of basar which became also from the halav, you now cook it with a bunch of other chatichas. So we say, well, since the chaticha, the tipas challah by itself, maybe we bottle the roif. But since the chaticha was nas nevela, so it answers all of the other chatichas. You have to be mevatel either min b'mina lebotel, min is bottle. You have to shishin keneged the chaticha. But the challah is going along. The challah is going along for the roif. It's true that the challah mitzar atzmai would have been bottled the shishin, but the challah is still traveling along. So then you say chaticha nas nevela. But over here, the dam doesn't go up at all, because it's against gravity. So it's like a filter. The chaylev is mefapeya up. But when the chaylev is mefapeya up, it leaves all the dam behind, because the dam can't go against gravity. So then, it comes out that you have dam-free, this shuman that's going up is dam-free. Then you don't say dam, then you don't say chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela is when there's isser here, but it ought to be bottled b'roiv, so we say chaticha nas nevela and it's not bottled. But if you have some kind of filter that takes all the Isser out completely, then you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. That's the Chiddush of Tosis. And it brings a proof, Tehda, the Bechal Mokin, Shono Oisrim Kadei Klippa, Amai Ein Oisir Kadei Klippa, Chayziv Oisir, Masha Etzle. When you say Yeser HaKel, talked about yesterday. Every time you have an Isser that's asking Kadei Klippa, say, Giranoshi Shatoli B'Yerich, it asks Kadei Klippa, or every case you have the Kadei Klippa. So why don't I say, or you have the, or all these cases, so why don't I say, that Kadei Klippa becomes Nas Nevela, and that Kadei Klippa should then ask the next Kadei Klippa, and the next Kadei Klippa, and pretty soon you're going to ask the whole thing, yeah, sir, I could. So obviously we don't say it, why not? For this reason, because since the Tamagid can only go into the Kadei Klippa, and it's in the nature of Tzli that the Tamagid only goes Kadei Klippa, or Kadei Netilo, whatever it goes, Kadei Netilo, Kadei Klippa. And that's the nature of Tzli, that the Tamagid doesn't go any further. So Mimela, even though the Kadei Klippa itself is nice and Tam Boster in the next Kadei Klippa, and the next Kadei Klippa is nice and Tam Boster in the next Kadei Klippa, but there's no Tamagid going along for the ride. The Tamagid stopped at the first Kadei Klippa, at the first Kadei Netilo. So Mimela, you don't say, Chaticha Nase is Nevela, it's a ride for this side of Tosis. The Ran, at the very end of Kol HaBosar, after like Slik Pikra, the parak ends, and then he has a whole long piece about Chaticha Nas Nevela, among other things. So the Ran over there, at the very end, he brings his Tosis, and he explains, Tosis holds, you only Chaticha Nas Nevela when there's Isser Me'ur with the Heter. And he says, he doesn't think that makes a difference. Doesn't think that makes a difference. The way yes it is, he says, the Gemara says that the way that Chaticha Nas Nevela is built on the assumption that Efshel is Soich Deos. The Lashon Gemara in Kufches by the Sugi of Tipas Cholov. The Lashon Gemara is that because Efshel is Soich Deos is also, therefore there's a din of Chaticha Nas Nevela. If Efshel is Soich Deos is Mutter, there'll be no din of Chaticha Nas Nevela. Which means, I think I talked about this a little bit in the past. Efshel Soichdoi and Chaticha Nas Nevela are two sides of the same coin. Efshel Soichdoi, they're talking about basically the same kind of case. I have, let's say, a piece of meat, Tipas Cholov fell into it, and acid it. But then I took that piece of meat, and it's more than Shishim, the milk is more than Shishim, so it's not able to even bottle the right. Then I took that piece of meat, and I put it in a big pot with lots of other pieces of meat, and now the Cholov comes out into the whole pot, it's Mischalik into the whole pot. So that's called Schito. I'm squeezing the milk out of the piece of meat. I'm not obviously squeezing all the milk out of the meat. Some of the milk remains in the meat, like it's evenly distributed. Why should this meat be different than all the other pieces of meat? But now it becomes bottled, b'shishim. The milk is nischat out of the basar into the pot as a whole. And in the pot as a whole is bottled b'shishim. So if efshel soichdoi is mutter, that would mean that the piece of meat reverts to being mutter. Well, if the piece of meat reverts to being mutter, then obviously there's no chaticha nas nevela. Efshel Soichdei also means we don't say that. That even though the milk is now being expelled into the pot and now it's bottled b'shishim, this piece of meat, even though you were soichet the milk out, Epshel Asaych de Osir, it remains Osir. So the Gemara then says, because if Epshel Asaych de Osir, then this piece of meat remains Osir, and when this piece of meat remains Osir, then it's Nasa Nevela, and it asks all the other pieces of meat, because Min Bamina Le Batel, or because you don't have Shishim Keneged, that piece of meat, and so on. So the Chaticha Nasa Nevela is the logical corollary of the fact that Epshel Asaych de is Osir. And if Chaticha is not Nasa Nevela, it's because Epshel Asaych de is Mutim. So says the Ran, you see the Lashon of the Gemara is that the case of Chaticha Nasa Nevela is that you were seichet the heter out of the Yisr. Well, if you seichet the heter out of the Yisr, and nonetheless you say Chaticha Nasa Nevela, that's the whole point. Chaticha Nasa Nevela means that, or it's predicated on the fact that Efshel Seichet is also. So says the Ran. So what's the difference over here? So the Tam is only going into the Klip, it's not going any further. Fine. So that means I was seichet the Tam Agid. Out of the beyond the Kinei Klipa, the Tamagid is Nischat out. But the whole point of Chaticha Nasa Nevela is that Efshel Seichet also. That's the Ran's Kasha and Tosfos. So the Chayra, it's not such a big Kasha. It's not the same. In the case of Efshel Seichet, it doesn't mean the milk is Nischat 100%. It means the milk is, how would it be 100%? You could put the piece of meat into the biggest pot in the world, there is going to be some milk in the piece of meat, the same way there's some meat in there everywhere else. It's just evenly distributed in a bottle of Shisha. Efshel Seichtei doesn't mean the milk goes out completely. Efshel Seichtei means the milk is reduced down to the point where it's bottled with shisha. Masha'enki, Tosis is talking about a case where the Isser can't go at all because it's against gravity. The dam can't go up. So that's not that's just bottled with shisha. The dam doesn't go up at all. So who says over there, maybe they're talking Efshel Seichtei's mutter? But this is Mustafa. The Ran also knew this. I think the force of the Ran's question is what difference is it? If you could be in a case where the milk went out to the point that it should be bottled with shisha and it's not nice and tam, and nonetheless you say chaticha nasa nevela, so that means chaticha nasa nevela is not because of the milk. The milk's not being nice and tam anymore, but the meat became a nevela. So what's the difference if the milk is nischat? What's the difference if the milk is nischat to the point that it can't be nice and tam anymore, or if it's nischat to the point where it's not there at all? Either way, the milk is not the problem. But the meat remains also because chaticha nasa nevela. And who can be sure? You know, and if it's shari sirim, we'll talk about shari sirim. So therefore, the Ran is chaylik on Tosfos's teretz. The Ran says the difference. What do you do with Tosfos kasha? Tosfos has a point. Every klipa should ask the next klipa, the next klipa. Like, why doesn't that happen? Says the Ran. This is important. Ran. But the Ran says that the whole din of chaticha nasa nevela is only a derabbanon hotu bosa b'cholam. No, it's a version of the step-down version of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says the whole din of chaticha nasa nevela is b'chal only by bosa b'cholam. Al Yishem says, no, there's chaticha nasa nevela by shari surim too. Because they have a gemara, we'll talk about it also next time. The Rishonim hold chaticha nasa nevela applies to shari surim. They didn't just make it up. They have a gemara, Daf Kuf. The gemara has the lashon of chaticha nasa nevela by shari surim also. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that's a different kind of chaticha nasa nevela, it's nothing to do. We'll talk about it a different time. But al kaponim, the Ran holds, like not like Rabbeinu Ephraim, he's from that there is chaticha nasa nevela by shari surim. But the Ran says that's only the Rabbanon. Avada, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Sfar is right. The real chaticha nevela is only by Bosa B'cholof. The chaticha nasa nevela by shari surim is that the Rabbanon otu Bosa B'cholof. It's a gzeira otu Bosa B'cholof. So then he says, it's an interesting one. He says, since by Bosa B'cholof, the Raisa, you could never have a Metzias of Kedei Metila, because Bosa B'cholof is only by Bishul, and by Bishul is, no, I'm sorry, you can never have a Kedei Klipa, because Basav Echalav, by definition, is Derech Bishul Asa Torah, is only by Bishul, apparently, or not by Tzli, this is a big machlekes. But he says, Basav Echalav, Midrash, is only by Bishul. So that means that by Basav Echalav, there's no Metzias of Kedei Klipa. Well, if there's no Metzias of Kedei Klipa by Basav Echalav, then there's no Chaticha Nasus Nevela on a Kedei Klipa. Interesting point. That's what he said. So, Mela, that's the Teres. There's no Chaticha Nasus Nevela on a Kedei Klipa. Because the whole chaticha nasa nevela is only the rabbanon. Otu basu b'cholov. By basu b'cholov deraisa, there's no such thing as a kedei klipa. Because basu b'cholov is only by bishul. We don't have a kedei klipa. So mele, they weren't guys there. Chaticha nasa nevela and a kedei klipa. I'm not sure what's to get at all. But anyway, that's the Ran's there. Yeah, Agav Urcha, your place is said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Yemishah the Yerech Keneged the Gid. Basu b'lefes. So Tosfos laughed afka because you salted it first. When you salted it, it asked the kedei klipa and chaticha nasa nevela. So you have to be mishar the yerech keneged the gid and the kedei klipa. See, the Rashi b'lechor is not true. It's true that when you salted it, the kedei klipa became osir, But there's no chatichin las nevela in a kadei klipa. Now, when you cook it, the time is mispashit, and the kadei klipa, if you have shishim in the hole, the kadei klipa reverts to being mutter. Yeah, okay, there's more to say. Okay, I have to continue next time. Any responses?
Yeah.